This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much, and good morning, everybody, once again. Let's take a look now at how prices fared in the resumption of trade in Kansas City and on the Chicago Board of Trade. Of course, we give the overnights during our pre-opening report at 8:49. December wheat in Kansas City opened at 9.07, and that was down 3. The March contract at 9.08, down 3 on the open. December wheat in Chicago, 9.04, down 2. March opened at 9.13, down 3. May at 8.27, down 4. The July contract at 6.47, down 5. And wheat for September 08 opened at 6.81, and that was down 1 on the open. December corn, 3.41, down 1.25. March opened at 3.57.5, down 1.5. May at 3.68, down 1.75. July at 3.77.75, down 1. And December 08, corn opened at 3.92.5, down 2.25. The November soybeans opened at 9.53, down 1.25. January at 9.71, down 1.25. March at 9.83.5, down 3/4. May at 9.86, down 3. And the July 08 soybean contract opened at 9.92, down 4.25. Soybean meal for October opened at 2.64, down 1.70, and for December at 2.70.80, unchanged. October soybean oil, 38.48, down 7, and December opened at 39.08, and that was down 10.
Agricultural programs are made possible with support from Cargill, featuring pro-pricing grain contracts, a marketing program providing a variety of contracts designed to fit a farmer's performance goals and risk tolerance. Information on the web at cargillpropricing.com.
Well, let's take a look at the current numbers and how things are doing on the ranges in Kansas City. We're trading anywhere from 6 to 7 lower in the wheat contracts, and in Chicago, anywhere from unchanged to down 8. Corn is trading from a half to 1.75 lower right now, and the soybeans are trading from 5.75 to 7 lower. And joining us on the telephone to talk about how things have opened and give us a forecast for the day is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. And Mike, good morning to you.
Nice to hear that Mel Torme voice on the phone, Jay.
The velvet, was he the velvet
fog? The velvet fog, was that right?
Well, thanks a lot, Mike. And it's always good to hear your chipper and upbeat voice, even in the face of confusing markets.
I guess can't be anything but upbeat or chipper. You're out of the game. That's all there is to it when you're dealing with commodities.
Got
to
keep that glass half full attitude.
That's exactly right.
Well, we're starting lower this morning. Lots of red on there. I guess a lot of people are waiting to see what the Informa report says in about, I don't know, that could come in a half hour or so, I suppose.
Yeah, latest I got from the floor a few minutes ago was 10:30 your time, so another 40 minutes, 30 minutes, something like that. But yeah, you know, we're waiting for those numbers. Certainly the market this week has lost that idea of buy the dip, that mentality, let's buy the dip here. You know, the technical factors have certainly played a role in that, we think. And you've also seen in the wheat, because it's been the biggest fall, had seen the biggest fall this week so far in the front-end futures, the fact that you didn't see any of the big world buyers come in for United States wheat after, you know, December futures has fallen over 60 cents here. So I think that was one of the maybe the markers that the trade was putting down here, is if we would get a technical top put in place or look like we're getting a technical top put in place and get a decent percentage correction in the wheat, will world buyers step in? And we've not seen Egypt as much. In fact, they came in, but they went to Russia instead, and Iraq has not come in, and that was expected. There's even been whispers from some people that maybe Turkey would be in for a lot of wheat this week, but they have been, you know, non-apparent in the market so far as well. So the technical factors, and then add to that, there's no real buying by the world importers on this break here in wheat, kind of add up to let's keep this trend intact until we get new information. And let's see where we shake out for the week. And obviously, one eye is always on those outside markets.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the outside markets right now, oil is down. The dollar is turned down today. The Dow is up. What kind of things you're looking at there?
You know, the most conclusive thing we could probably give the listeners for the week this week is the dollar. It sure looks like fundamentally it's wanting to turn a corner. Technically, it looks like it wants to also, but we got the September payroll data out today, Jay. 110,000 jobs were added in September. That beat estimates. The August payrolls were revised from negative 4,000 to plus 89,000. This has sent the bonds sharply lower, so our short-term interest rates, our 10-year and 30-year rates are going up pretty nicely. The 10-year rate is up almost 0.9% just on the day, and so the bond yields are going up, the stock market is going up. Usually when those two things occur, especially if it continues to last more than one day, that would be friendly to the dollar fundamentally. I think if you throw on top of that the fact that the European Central Bank and the Bank of England kept their rates steady on fears of maybe a slowdown in their areas, that would also be support of the dollar from a psychology or fundamental perspective. And so the outside markets probably have influenced a little bit some of what we've seen this week as well as far as profit taking in the grains, because you don't have that feather in your cap like you have that the dollar just keeps plummeting, giving the idea that investors are going to keep coming into dollar commodities. And also exports are going to continue to be real, real strong.
So if you look into your crystal ball and Informa comes out in 35 minutes or so and says the corn crop is indeed going to be this gargantuan thing, what's that going to do?
Well, I think the best thing to do for the producers that we could recommend is that, yes, the December wheat has fallen about 60 cents, but the July new crop wheat is only down about 20 cents on the week right now. And I think, you know, being above 675 in July, if you haven't done anything in new crop wheat, maybe get a little bit done here, because if the Informa numbers come out, big corn and big beans, the trade's going to probably keep the mindset, well, we're right, let's just keep trying to grind this thing lower. And we would suspect that the wheat, because it's lost some of its technical edge, if that dollar firms, it's not going to be able to really withstand another move lower by the corn and beans. So probably the best profit potential, probably the best overvalue potential is still in that July wheat being up around that 675 level. As far as corn and beans, you really don't want corn to take out 340 in the December. One of our Chicago people reminded me this morning that September corn went off the board at 336.5. So between 336.5 and 340, Deese needs to find some support. If it can't, then we're probably talking about 315, 320 level for the next support level, so producers may want to be aware of that as well.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. Anything else you want to touch on really quickly before we go?
That'll do it. Thanks a lot, Jay. Have a great day.
Hey, you have a great weekend, too.
Okay.
All right. And that's Mike Zuzulo. He's from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. He joins us on the opening market report on Friday, and he'll be back with Todd Gleason on the closing market report today, too. All right, let's take a look at how the prices are going right now in Kansas City. December wheat is 8 lower at 9.02, and the March contract is 6 lower at 9.05. December wheat in Chicago, 9 even, and that's down 6, and the March contract, 9.09.5, is down 6.5. December corn, 3.40, down 2.25. March at 3.56.5, down 2.5. May, 3.68, down 1.75. December at 3.92.5. down 2.25. November soybeans, 9.50, down, just changed to 9.49.5, down 4.75. January, 9.67, down 5.25. March at 9.79.5, down 4.75. November at 9.42, down 7.25. Soybean meal for October at 2.63, down 2.70. And October at 38.44, down 11. And the October live cattle now, 94.50, down 85. December at 96.82.5, down 102.5. October feeder cattle, 114.10, down 90. November, 114 even, down 105. October lean hogs, 58.10, down 55. And the frozen pork bellies for February at 87.95, up 62.5. Crude oil for November, down 43 at 81.01, and December at 80.30, down 34. The CRB index down 99 at 329.25. The dollar's down 0.132 now at 78.27. And the Dow Industrials at 14,023.5. Make that up. They are up 49 points. And our two-state forecast from AM 580's meteorologist Jay Searles in The weather office this morning, he's saying it'll be partly cloudy across Illinois and Indiana. Hot and humid today with some thunderstorms possible, most likely. Those will be in northern Illinois. And the high temperatures ranging from the upper 80s in the north to the mid-90s in southern Illinois. Record highs will be possible today in some areas. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows ranging from 60 in the north to around 70 in the south. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy, hot and humid, isolated thunderstorms, possible north, highs ranging from the 80s in the north to the mid-90s in the south. Record highs, again, possible tomorrow. For Champaign-Urbana specifically, partly cloudy, unseasonably warm and humid, with an afternoon thunderstorm possible and a high around 90. Winds out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 66. Southeast wind 5 to 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot. And he puts that in capital letters, H-O-T. Record highs possible tomorrow, high around 92. Southwest wind 5 to 15. On Sunday, mostly sunny, more heat, with highs around 93.